Big shout out to all the Melburnians who are doing an amazing job putting their masks on, looking after themselves, their family members and everyone else, because that's what you're doing. It's a prevention thing. It's not the breaching of your civil rights. There are great civil rights causes to get behind. This one, where you're just asked to wear a mask indefinitely, possibly, hopefully for another 3.5 weeks and then they can be removed. Who knows? But not the biggest thing to ask somebody, but these... Now, the real heroes are the people who are continuing in essential services and putting themselves out there every day. Then there are these people that think they're heroes and they're filming poor, defenseless young shop assistants in a lot of cases who are just enforcing a store policy, and then they're putting it on Insta and Facebook like they're some sort of heroes like Karen from Bunnings.
Guys aren't wearing a mask.
I actually don't need a medical certificate if you refer to the DH. No, I'm allowed to do this. And you're discriminating against me.
We're all just trying to all be in this together. We all have to wear a mask together.
I actually don't. And you're not authorised by the Australian government to even question me about it.
It's a condition of entry of our store.
Then that's discrimination, and I can have you sued personally for discriminating against me as a woman.
Sue away, Karen. I mean, do you know what the thing about is? Karen wouldn't have any idea what real discrimination is. Fancy that's your argument for discrimination. Go and speak to some people who are actually discriminated for serious reasons opposed to not putting on a paper mask. Now, in mocking tribute to these idiots who are putting themselves on social media, we've got a jingle.
Not covering your face while pointing your finger like you own the place. You're a mask hole.
You're a mask hole. You're a big freaking mask hole.
Where do we download that?
Mask holes.
Get me up on Instagram. Tag your mask hole friends in it.
Anyone you'd like to tag on that, you'd be more than welcome. Hey, Fee, save your breath, because I know you're very pumped and fired up, and as you should be, okay?
Let her go. Feb,
she already has. At about 6:10 this morning, we just got the popcorn out here, sat back, and Fee went to town on Karen.
It's not about I've got the right, the government can't tell me not to wear a mask. Guess what? It's just so you don't spread a disease. It's just simple. It's about respect. There are people now who are grieving, they're mourning, they're losing their loved ones. There are healthcare workers waking up every day, leaving their kids and working in emergency centres in hospitals, and they might be bringing that awful infection back home. Out of respect to all these people, pop your mask on and save your idolising about this, you know, world where no one can tell you what to do. Save that for other things.
Ouch. Bang. Now, that was a huge hit, but she wasn't done.
Just that Karen in Bunnings, you feel like saying, so you pop your seatbelt on when you're driving? Yep. Why? That's your civil liberties, you idiot. I mean, flout all of them. Don't just flout the one that's going to put people in hospital on respirators. I'm out.
There's more.
Sorry, I'm not done now. I'm happily going to discriminate against these people. We don't want you. There we go. I don't want these. These people can go. Done.
That's discriminatory.
It is. I'm happy to discriminate against them.
You walk into Bunnings, not covering your face. While pointing your finger like you own the place. You're a
mascot.
Faith.
What about when you went Kermit the Frog style?
I don't want to wear your mask.
Honestly, I would put them all, as I said earlier, on a plane. They can all leave. They're not
fly.
The ones we want. I know. Well, all the planes are landed, which is annoying.
There
but
you go.
Just put your mask on.
Oh, Fev, I feel like we're poking the bear here, but should we?
I like poking the bear.
Well, should we let Fief know that we've now got another video? This time, Karen's
she just hasn't gone again.
She's at Australia Post.
Oh no.
God. I'm actually nervous.
Hopefully, she's getting a stamp, puts herself in Express Post, and gets a
here we
out
go.
Of
sorry, Fief, I'm going to play it. Here we go.
I do not need a mask. If you could stamp that would be wonderful. I suggest you update yourself on what the Department of Human Services have put on with regards to masks and who needs to wear them. And who also has the authorisation to actually ask for that evidence, because it's not you. Thank you.
So that poor Australia Post worker who has to go to work to earn money to look after themselves and their family, they've got this woman breathing on them. She may be carrying COVID-19. She may not be. And they've got to put up with her insufferable whinging because her civil liberties have been breached. I mean, this woman is... no, because now it just feels like stacks on her. I want to go harder.
Well, she must be doing
She must be a sad, lonely lady who's maybe got nothing better. I mean, imagine if she put that energy into a good cause. Imagine if she went and worked for a charity or an actual organisation that deals with proper discrimination in our community. I want to empower her to put that into a useful cause. But in the meantime, I just want to call her an idiot.